It's late at night, and the city streets are still alive as people bustle between bars and clubs. On a seedy back street, the Wonderland Bar is closing for the night. Mr. Halton is hastily counting change from the till. In a shadowy corner, Dormouse is snoozing, and Mr. Hare is busy wiping the last table. He looks up as a young woman peeks in the window. The woman, Alicia, takes in the scene for a moment and then opens the door.
My goodness, what a hellhole. It stinks. Here it goes. I hope I look tolerable. We're closing! Come back tomorrow. Closing so soon? Goodness, look at you, child! You've grown! Have some wine. Wine? Darling, I'm here to celebrate. Is there any vodka available? There isn't! Then how depressing is that, a bar with no vodka? What a shame. I should have gone somewhere else. Now that's just rude! I'm offering you wine for you! Who knew you became so cheap? What happened to you?
Young child, please excuse yourself.
You shouldn't learn to mind your own business. It's quite rude.
Well, why are you here? What is it that you want?
I'm here to celebrate. What else? Plus, I heard you and Mr. Hare tied the knot a few months back. Got any pictures? What do you mean? Who told you? Exactly so. I'm not surprised. What do you mean? Darling, you know what I mean. Now, are you going to serve drinks or not?
Well...
Not at all! We don't want any problems, so I think you should leave now! Excuse me? Say that again? Leave now! Want to take this outside, you and me? Come on.
What's the entire racket? Shut up, all of you. Just shut up. We cannot serve you vodka. Sounds like you've already had some. But we are willing to serve you some wine.
Whatever. Fine.
Very well. Let me get ourselves some glasses.
What do you mean, we?
Mind her.
Mind her? She's a total skank! What are you two talking about back there? Where's the wine?
Sweetie, what have you been up to these days?
Roaming the streets, perhaps, working on the corner. I'm not surprised. Nope, not at all.
Please, behave. We have a customer.
Not at all. Been working. Uh-huh, where?
I am trying to have a conversation with the damn girl.
I quite understand what you meant. Well, I have been between jobs. Working days and nights. Weekdays and weekends. It's a hard knock life, I have to admit. Uh-huh, right. So I got a job at a prominent law firm here in town. Let me guess, a personal assistant for one of the senior attorneys? Skanksville, all around, I knew it. What is your problem, jealous? Please, sweetheart, I can do better, much better. I bet you can.
Quiet! Dormouse is sleeping again! I'm not sleeping. I'm just tired, that's all. How do you like your favorite newfound job there, sweetie?
It's fantastic. That's why I'm here, to celebrate with you two. Well, except you. You're probably infested with internal diseases. Plus, it's been so long. You needed to catch up. I'll pass.
Wonderful to hear you're just doing so well.
Not I.
Please.
So, what do you have to bid up to? Well, minus the, you know, marriage, of course. Anything new? That's none of your business. Why are you here again? To celebrate?
Could you please lock that back room door and close all those windows back there?
Suit yourself. So, how long have you two been married?
Oh, since last summer. The whole family was there, and it was just delightful.
Fantastic.
So tell me, you're not here to celebrate, are you, Alicia? Your demeanor is quite different since the last time we conversed.
Of course she's not! Surprising to hear that. No, I'm not.
Well, what is it that you want, then?
Well, this might be a little hard to grasp, even for myself. But I need some assistance with... and, personal matter that I need to deal with. Assistance, huh? There's nothing here available to assist you, sweetheart.
Well, What could this matter be, dear? I'm curious.
See, I have a child, and I think the father drinks here regularly, and I need to find him. I knew it! She's a skank!
Child! Goodness! Well, what does he look like?
Not too sure. We bumped into each other one night, and it was down the road, and I guess we both hit it off quite well, I think.
You think? What's all the shouting and laughter over there? Go home. Stop sleeping on our counter. You can't deny me any of my rights.
Don't you hop from bar to bar? Go and sleep on someone else's counter. And look at yourself. You're drooling.
Well, I do have a favorite down the road. Well, then go there.
Down the road, you say?
Well, of course. It's a popular gathering place.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to him.
Who? Me?
That's right, you.
Oh, have you two met?
Don't know, but I'm guessing so. This is going to be interesting. Well, better get the popcorn ready. I'm going to bring the drama.
You two have met before, is that right? Eh, I don't think we've met.
Don't share yet! The popcorn isn't ready! Just curious, were you at the bar down the street a few months back?
Well, not a few months necessarily, maybe more like 9 months or so.
Yeah, that's about right.
Goodness, child. I believe I was. What does it mean to you, anyway?
That bar, do you remember it?
Bars are practically my home. I second that.
Well, yes, but I meant you were at that specific bar down the street late one night, about 9 months ago.
Well, I do not believe why I wouldn't have been. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was.
Well. Seems I might have found the Mr. Wrongdoing from a while back. What? What did I miss? I have nothing else to say.
Quite interesting, you two.
Where's the wine? I need more alcohol.
Child, are you certain? Him?
Quite so. From the stench of him, I'm quite certain.
What stench? And what are you two talking about?
To answer your question, you're my baby's daddy.
Now. I don't want to cause any trouble here, but I think you got the wrong person.
Oh, no. I think you are the person.
How so? And how could you prove it?
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this. Well, from those yellow teeth you have in your mouth, your greasy hair, and your, goodness, powerful stench, I'm quite certain.
Am I in a chopping block or something? Why are you so critical?
I need more butter. Let's get something straight, first off. We both agree this was a mistake. Second, I want child support.
Oh, whoa. Hold up. What are you talking about? Child support? What?
Yes, child support. I can't support this child on my own.
Babe, you got the wrong person here. Goodness, look at the time. It's getting late. The bar must be closing. It must close. Please, you two, resolve something quickly or continue the shenanigan outside.
We need more butter!
No. I will not be paying any child support.
Excuse me?
What are you, deaf or something? I'm not paying any child support. You, you gold digger.
Zing! Whatever, fine. But you'll be hearing from my attorney. One of your senior attorneys you're assisting?
Oh, don't leave, child. It's cold outside. Poor thing. Well, at least it's nice and peaceful here again. Have you seen my watch?
What a hellhole. Rude bartenders, bad wine, and cheap son of a bitch who won't agree to pay child support. I'm sick of this. Sick of all of them. I wonder how much this watch is worth. Better be worth something. How curious. A flower shop? Still open? This late? I wonder what the occasion is.
This adaptation was created for DTC 375 by Sokwan, Dana, Robert, Sophia, Levi, and Melissa.